It really depends on the industry. So if you are in lodging, accommodations, merchandise, restaurants, and eateries, then there's a significant impact, as RIMPAC, for safety reasons, in a joint decision between the state and INDOPACOM, made it an at-sea-only exercise. However, if your industry is in the resupply, purchase of fuel, supplies, and services, and maintenance, then you are still going to have some benefit, because I believe the count now is, I think, 13 or 14 ships that are actually at the conclusion of the exercise will come into the port, right, to get refueled. No one's allowed to get off, basically, a ship, but they will get refueled, get supplies, services, and any maintenance that has to occur. So those industries that deal with that specific area will still benefit. There are a number of folks that will have to be, onshore to do liaison and to coordinate logistics, but they are all basically constrained to Joint Base Pearl Harbor HICM, right? They cannot leave that base. So they have to go there, they're in quarantine, and they stay there. And that is, once again, right, as a control measure to ensure that, the safety and integrity of the RIMPAC, as well as, the state of Hawaii, and also the local community. Because when you look at it, right, the military here is part of the community, and they make up anywhere between 7 to 10% of the population, and they're integrated. So it's a safety measure, first and foremost, right, for the people of Hawaii.
Over the weekend, there was a convoy protesting the RIMPAC this year, and on the opposite side of supporting the military here, there are community members who are opposed to military exercise and military presence here in the islands. What would you say to those who are protesting?
Well, I mean, I think, everyone has the right. I mean, that's the beauty of the United States. I mean, the understanding their concern for the exercise, but, the exercise is really focused, not so much on, raging war, right? But it's really designed to build a partnership and coalition of like-minded individuals within the region, right, to maintain a free and open Indo-Pacific. And that free and open Indo-Pacific really benefits Hawaii, right, and our way of life, because it ensures, the free flow of commerce throughout this region.
Sounds like there are some businesses that are still able to benefit from the exercise, and but I mean, a lost opportunity, I guess, with tourism. But it sounds like, in general, our tourism industry has been pretty hard hit, and this is just another example.
No, exactly. I think you summed it up very well. It's when you look at what little studies have been done in the past, and what I mean by little studies, there's never been a comprehensive study of the true economic of RIMPAC, because you would have to look at exactly. You don't have to break it out between RIMPAC, right, and regular tourism. And there's also the part that comes into the planning of RIMPAC. RIMPAC, an exercise like that, just doesn't happen, right? There's significant planning, 1 to 2 years out. Those 1 to 2 years out, you have folks who are visiting Hawaii to do that, those planning. And so to capture all those little data points in terms of how much, additional money does that bring in terms of, accommodations, merchandise, restaurants, and eateries, you'd really have to be able to have a study to kind of look at that. But when you look in the past, when they've tried to generate, okay, what is the economic impact? It's been primarily to, the Hawaii Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism, in concert with the Navy Supply System Command, or NAVSUP. So one is primarily looking at direct contracting, right? So Navy Supply Command, NAVSUP, can very well tell you, based upon direct contracts in terms of, how much fuel went on the ships, how much food, how much maintenance contracts were actually executed. So that number is very easy to identify. The tourism and business economic development one is a little bit more difficult. But in this case, when you look at it, because it's an at-sea only, right, the NAVSUP or Pacific Fleet Command probably will have a pretty good idea after PAC Fleet in terms of this is what we know in terms of direct contracting that went out to some of the local industries here in Hawaii.
That was Jason Chung, Vice President of Military Affairs at the Chamber of Commerce Hawaii, talking about the economic impact of the scaled-down war games underway now.